Visiting with Officer John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department. First of all, an update on last Friday's attempted bank robbery at the City Bank on West Villa Maria. Police issuing a photo Tuesday of a person of interest. You can see that photo on our website, WTAW.com.
Oh, yeah, that photograph of a person of interest that we're looking for that happened to be in the bank earlier that day. It's a black male, and there's a decent image of him coming out of the business, it looks like. And that's someone that may have some knowledge about the incident that the detectives would sure like to speak to. So if anyone has any information on who the identity of that person may be, if they could contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300, or you can always call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 775-TIPS, 775-TIPS.
Lots of things going on in addition to the routine. Tomorrow is the law enforcement training run coming through town.
Yeah, the Torch Run. It's to support Special Olympics. We do it once a year. That'll be coming through town tomorrow at 2 o'clock. They'll arrive at the Texas Roadhouse on University. It's where local law enforcement comes together and gets on some running shorts and T-shirts and tries to support the Special Olympics and hope to raise awareness about the Special Olympics. And that torch is on its way to Arlington, Texas through Bryan, Brenham, Conroe, Huntsville. So we'll leave there about 2:30 from Texas Roadhouse and work our way down Taro, 29th Street, all the way up towards into Bryan at 29th and Carter Creek. So it's a lot of fun. It's a real short run. I think it's probably less than a mile, but it's fun getting everybody together. And then they're on the, they have this big convoy, and they just keep moving and moving along to get the Summer Olympics started for the Special Olympics.
Something that's been going on nationwide for an awfully long time.
Yeah, back in 81, I believe, is when it started.
And then Thursday, we have the Take 25 event.
That's right. Take 25. What is Take 25? That's a good question. Take 25 means, as a parent, if you're a parent of children, we're asking you to take 25 minutes out of your day to spend time with your kids to educate them about safety issues, especially about abduction. And this is a national event. Thursday night, we'll be celebrating it at Grand Station on Highway 6 from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. All local law enforcement agencies will be there to assist your kids and you as parents and getting the ball rolling and educating your kids about safety of abductions and things like that. They'll have fingerprinting there, gun and water safety education, car safety education. As each one of these kids go to each one of these booths, they get a stamp. And when the kids get all their stamps filled up, they get a game card. So afterwards, they can go play a game. So it's a good family event. It's a way to educate you at parents, educate parents on the topics. But really, Take 25 is about you as a parent taking charge of your child's safety. We're there to help educate and give you talking points and things like that. But to really educate you, educate your kids, you take the time, 25 minutes to do that. I posted some stuff on our website, on our Facebook page. If you go to the Bryan Police Department's Facebook page, there's topics on here for safety of your kids at home, safety of your kids on the internet, safety at school, safety with your kids out and about. And it's basic stuff, stranger danger stuff. But there's so many good talking points in there. Just take 25 minutes out of your day to educate your kids. I know I need to do it myself with my three kids as well to keep them safe.
And a quick reminder, we're running out of time about Click It or Ticket.
That's right. Click It or Ticket started Monday. It's our two-week program. It's done here, I think, nationally. And if you got the law says you got to wear a seatbelt. And the important thing to remember is it doesn't matter your age or your position in the vehicle. Anywhere in the vehicle, you have to be wearing a seatbelt when it's in move. When it's in motion on the roadway. I came with some things to help everyone remember. Instead of click it or ticket, I had wear it or share it, the money in your wallet, that is. Put it on or be pulled over. I like that one. And my favorite one to help y'all remember is click it before you shift it, meaning before you put it in drive. Click it before you put it in drive. That way, you can't forget and you won't get in trouble. So put it on before you put it in drive. Click it before you shift it, and you'll be good to go.
And at least I saw the news release today from DPS. They're going to have additional troopers out during the holiday weekend, and doesn't matter how many are out there, it just takes one to pull you over.
Well, there's a lot of state programs going on right now, STEP programs, where they're paying departments to put other officers on the street to help enforce seatbelt violations. Especially we have, like you said, the holiday coming up, so there will be extra officers on the street looking for violations. And really, everyone is doing a really good job about wearing their seatbelts, but I still see it, Bill. I still see adults. I still see some children standing in the back seat. I don't know if it's laziness or just not being educated, but Let's try to educate our peers and friends and remind them. Click it before you shift it.
There we go. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Bill.
John Agnew, the Bryan Police Department, with us. News Talk 1620 WTAW.